Chippewa on down, of the big lake they call Gitchigumi. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned. Concluding the terms with a couple of steel firms, she left fully loaded for Cleveland. Later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? Tattletale sound when a wave swept over the railing. Every man knew, and the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait as the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. When supper time came, the old cook came on deck. He said, "Fellas, it's too rough to feed ya." At 7 p.m., a main hatchway gave in. He said, "Fellas, it's been good to know ya." The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril. Later that night, when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Does anyone know where the love of God goes when the waves turn the minutes to hours? The searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up or they might have capsized. They might have broke deep and took water. Remains are the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. superior sings in the rooms of her ice water mansion. Old Michigan steams like a young man's dreams. The islands and bays are for sportsmen. And farther below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. As the iron boats go and the mariners all know of the gales of November, remember. In a musty old hall in Detroit they prayed at the Maritime Sailors' Cathedral. The church bell chimed till it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitchigumi. Superior, it said, never gives up her dead when the gales of November